Mark Twain is known for saying the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you discover why you were born. Today on Growing Hope, we're digging in deeper to discover our unique why so that we can walk it out in bold purpose.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there. Welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your resident Hope Smith and natural-born encourager, here to help you discover your unique design and walk it out in bold purpose, because you really are unique in all the world. And the sooner that we find and walk out that uniqueness, the bolder we get, the stronger we get, and the more focused we are in pursuit of our why. Our why is a settled matter. It was designed by God and planted into us at the beginning of time. How that why is manifested in us will change as we progress through life, as we begin to understand things more, as we begin growing in not just wisdom and knowledge, but also in life. As we get older, our the way we live out our why will shift, but our why stays the same. And yet so many people go through life not knowing their why or not embracing their why. One of the things that frustrates my husband about why living is that he wants to know how you survive in this world living out your God why. You know, he'll be all gung-ho for it, but then he'll say, but you still have to pay the bills at the end of the day. You have to meet your obligations at the end of the day. How do you align your why with those obligations? The key is not in finding a way to align the why with the obligations. The key is to understand the why. And remember, the why will flow out in different ways. God is not limited to what we can see or what we can understand. As a matter of fact, he often uses the things we can't see and the things we don't understand, so that it kind of keeps us on our toes and trusting in him. Taking time to understand your uniqueness makes it possible to live out your uniqueness. Understanding your uniqueness allows you to embrace that uniqueness and to be bold in it. When you define your unique why, you discover it's easier to walk out in those purposeful action steps. You're not just throwing spaghetti against the wall and hoping something sticks. You are on target, on purpose, and in focus for your why. There is so much peace and contentment that comes with understanding and living your why. There is so much frustration and disappointment and discouragement that comes from trying to live out what others say you're supposed to do, or what you think you're supposed to do, or what the world has shown you have to do. God has called us to love him first, and through him to love others. And we do this by living our unique why. Each one of us is designed on purpose and for a purpose. That is our why. That is our heart seed, as I like to call it. It is what is the driving force of you. And if you fight that driving force, yes, you're going to be frustrated. If you fight that driving force, you're not going to be able to get to where you're supposed to go. You have to make the choice to understand and hone your why so that you can be bold in pursuit of that why. Look, each of us has a why. And there is a part of us that knows what our why is, but we may not understand how it's going to manifest in our lives today. And that's okay. When we embrace that why and we continue investing in that personal relationship with God, then we begin to see how to take the steps. Then we begin to know how to go. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to share some of the steps you can take to begin defining your why. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Corps. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's just too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Welcome back to today's Growing Hope, the why episode, where we're finding our unique why so that we can walk in balance and in purpose, and we can live out the design that we're called to be. And when we understand our unique why, we don't try to fit into anybody else's box. We can't fit into anybody else's box. Each person's why is unique. It is like fingerprints. There are no two unique whys alike. There are always some little differences. There's always some little quirks about your why that is different from my why, even if our whys are similar. I am not the only person out there that talks about why. There are other people that talk about why, but one of my uniquenesses is my focus on that God relationship. Love God, love others, then the rest will fall into place. I'm not unique in that either, but I am unique in who I am. The Snarky Rainbows is me. So there are elements of me that is different from everybody else. And there's elements of you that is different from everybody else. And when you take the time to define those elements and really see how they fit together, it is so much easier to live out your why in a way that allows you to align with your obligations and responsibilities in this world. You may not be a permanent resident of this world, but yes, we have to abide here for now, and we need to know our why so that we can live our why where we are on our way to where we're going. It's always about the journey, right? So when you're defining your why, you want to start with thinking about the things that you really love to do. And when you're thinking about the things that you love to do, think about the things that you love to do that are a blessing or a benefit to other people. Not just, hey, I want to sit on the beach and enjoy the sun. Yes, we like to be able to do that, but we all like to be able to relax. What we're looking for with this unique why, this unique love, is the things that are a blessing to others. What do you really love? I really love entertaining. I really love gardening. I really love cooking. I really love talking. And when you take time to write these down, you begin to see, hey, I have some very unique loves out there that not everybody has. I had no idea that not everybody loved cooking. Who knew? I had no idea not everybody loved talking. So take some time, write down, think about, what do you love? Defining your why also means thinking about something that you don't tire of. What could you do all day or every day, or at least most days? We all, again, need those breaks, but think about it. What is it that really ignites your passion to do more? What would be something you would consistently do even if you didn't get paid to do it? I don't get paid to cook. I mean, unless you think about the fact that I save the money that we would normally eat, put into fast food. I don't get paid. I don't get a salary, but I love it. I could do it all day. I love hospitality. I love entertaining people. I love having people over. And my one rule is if you're coming over and you want food, you have to let me know ahead of time so I have time to prepare something. I don't always have something that's quick fix in case you show up unexpected. But what is it that you could do that is something you could do all day or most days? Think about that. Now make a second list. So you've got the one list of the things you love. Now make a list of the things that you could do all day or most days. After that, we're going to think about, what is it that you think is simple that you would never imagine someone else would pay to have done? My husband had a lawn care business for a long time, and there are a lot of people. We live in a rural community in Alabama, and there were people who would pay him to come mow their lawns because they didn't enjoy it. But he loves the outdoors. He loves getting in there. You know, I love watching him on the tractor because you can hear him in the far distance singing Green Acres. It is something that brings him joy. What is it that you find simple that others may not want to do or may not find simple to do? I do the cooking in the house because he doesn't find that simple. He finds it a very complicated and painful task, whereas I can go in and whip together an entire meal in 20 minutes. It would take him 2 hours to do the same thing. It is simple for me. It is not simple for him. He is very detail-oriented. He can clean things that I didn't even know needed cleaning. That is a gift he has. It is not a gift I have, and he'll be quick to point that out to you. But that's okay because we work together. It's something that he finds simple. It's not something that I find simple. It's a uniqueness to him. It is not to me. We all have those things that we do without even thinking about it. It just comes naturally. It's easy for us to do, but others struggle. Make a list of that. So now you have three lists: the things you love to do, the things that you could do all day, every day, and the things that you find simple that others may not. You also want to ask yourself, what do you take for granted? What are the tasks that you can do that you take for granted? The best way I can explain this is the way I organize my Bible reading. And I didn't realize not everyone did this. And I have a notebook with, you know, this is my personal study, this is my Sunday school study, these are my sermons, and it's all broken down and it's broken out, and I have a place for prayers and it's all organized. And I didn't realize everyone didn't do this. It's something I took for granted until someone brought it up to me. And she said, I wish I had something like that. And so I created a similar format. It's not just for Bible study, but it's the focus folder. so that it would be easy for other people to also organize their lives in the way that I had done mine because she asked me to. It was something I took for granted until someone pointed it out to me. So what is it that you take for granted? What is it that you do that you don't realize that you do? Ask someone close to you, what are the actions that they would they see in you that you possibly don't realize that you do? So that's your fourth list. And your fifth list is going to be, what is it that other people come to you for? What do other people ask you to do for them? Or ask you to do because, or ask for your help in doing? What are some of the areas or actions that others seek you out to understand? That's your fifth list. So you have five lists that you're working from to begin to define your why. The things you love to do, the things that you could do all day, the things you find simple, the things you take for granted, and the things that other people ask you to do. When you look at these lists, you're going to be amazed at how there's going to be a theme that kind of weaves through the lists. There's going to be things that are common throughout the lists. And it may be a surprise to you, completely catch you off guard, or it may be something that you've known deep inside but haven't been willing to admit because you don't understand how you're going to put it to work. And it's okay not to know how it's going to work out. Right now, all we're doing is defining the why. When you know your unique why, and you do have one, you have something that was planted in you at the beginning of time that is unique to you and only you, and you are the only one on this planet who can live out and grow up in that why because it's yours. It's for you. It was created with you in mind. When you understand this why, then you can have the balance you need to walk bold in purpose and on purpose and to stand strong against the storms that will come at you in life. Things are going to happen, but when you know your why, you can stand. Growing Hope is going to take one more quick break, but when we come back, I want to kind of wrap up this whole idea of defining your why and then give some ideas of what we can do for the next step. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams. Welcome back to this final segment of today's episode of Why Living, Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your dream igniter, Hope Smith extraordinaire, daring you to live out your possibilities. And it starts with knowing and understanding your why. When you know your why, you can be bold in it. As long as you are struggling to understand your why, you struggle to walk out your design. You struggle to walk some days because you get caught up in this hamster wheel of what the world says. You get caught up in this, the limits and the limitations and the boxes that the people and the world and the situation and the circumstances have slammed you into, and you don't know what you don't know. But when you discover your why, when you hone that why, then you begin to see the cracks in their design, in the design that they have put up for you. And you begin to see the possibilities that God has set for you. It frees you. It encourages you. It emboldens you. Not only do you have the balance to stand, you have the courage to fly. And that's what you're called to do. You're called to fly. You're called to take up with eagle's wings. Those are strong wings. We are not designed to be rooted where we are. We're supposed to be grounded in the Word. We're supposed to be founded on the rock. But we're not supposed to be stuck. We are designed to fly. And that's what I encourage you to do. Know your why. If you're struggling to know your why, please contact me. Drop me an email at radio@katherinelang.com, or just come on over to Facebook and chat with me for a bit. I'm at The Catherine C. Lang over at Facebook. You are unique in all the world. I don't know how to say it differently. God designed you on purpose and for a purpose. And when you understand that purpose, the obligations of this world cannot hold you down any longer. When you understand your unique why, when you recognize that heart seed that God planted in you, then you grow up into possibilities no one could have imagined. You don't even know all that you are, all the potential that is in you right now. But when you begin to understand your why, when you begin to recognize that heart seed, you will be positioned to not only live out those possibilities that you can't even see, but to go beyond even your big dream goals. It will be exceedingly abundantly above all you can think and imagine. You'll fly. That's what understanding your why allows you to do. It gives you the balance to stand firm, but also gives you the wings to fly into all of your possibilities. Mark Twain was right. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you discover why you were born. Are you ready to know your why? You're the only one that can define it. And it starts with that personal relationship with God. There's no other way to truly understand your unique why than through that personal relationship with God. As you understand that relationship, you grow into your why, and through all of that, you love others and live out your why. But it starts with that relationship with God. I want to help you in the next step. Once you have that relationship with God, I want to help you define your why and hone it. connect with me over at katherinelang.com or visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com. It has some steps. The Whiteboard of World Domination has some steps that will help you define your why, and so does the Focus Folder. Everything I do, everything that I am reaching out to help you with is knowing your why so you can live it. Because when you do, we will take this world by storm. I believe that you can fly. And I dare you to know your why so you can take up your wings and take off. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.